Doctors, medical exams, IVs. A hospital can be an unpleasant place for sick children. That's why the renowned pediatric unit offers music therapy to help reduce pain and anxiety. Elizabeth Winkler is a child life specialist at Renown.
You've got people poking and prodding and using language they don't understand. Sometimes mom and dad have to leave the bedside, so their only source of comfort is gone.
Winkler has seen the effects of music therapy.
Even if that means like a 20-minute session of music and they're smiling and their parents haven't seen them smile in days, that is so healthy for the healing process.
Music therapist Jody McLaren is digging out colorful instruments out of a storage closet. She's loading them onto a red wagon.
The xylophone's pretty popular. I'll pull that one out. For kids who are able to and want to like learn how to play a song, they can learn like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or Mary Had a Little Lamb.
When McLaren visits children in their rooms, she tries to make that time fun and empowering.
Well, in general, like as often as we can offer kids choices, we do, because at a hospital, a lot of times there's not as much choice about what happens. It's like the doctor needs to see you right now, or you need to have this IV put in or taken out.
With her red wagon piled with instruments, McLaren makes her way to a patient's room. A dark-haired boy with a giant smile is sitting upright in bed. 13-year-old Anthony Reynolds agrees to let McLaren come in. He's dealing with complications from cerebral palsy. His grandmother, Julie Reynolds, is at his bedside. After getting to know each other, McLaren whips out the ever-popular xylophone. But Anthony wants to see what else she's got.
Have you ever seen this before?
Cousins?
Yes.
His cousins play guitars.
Guitars? This one's actually, it's called a ukulele. You want to try it? Okay. Or I'll sing if you don't want to sing.
There's a lot of giggling in the room, but there's actually something scientific going on here.
Our brain lights up like a Christmas tree across both hemispheres, both on the superficial neocortex, as well as deeper in the brain, all the way down to the brainstem, even the spinal cord is activated.
That's Kimberly Senna Moore, a researcher and an assistant professor in music therapy at Miami University. She says music therapy is a clinical intervention that's evidence-based and could help with pain management.
The primary mechanism of how this works is through an attentional redirect. So having the client focus on either making music or listening to music as a way to distract them from their pain and anxiety, as a way to increase their feelings of pleasure so that their overall perception of their pain and anxiety is reduced.
And there's also a feel-good quality to therapy. Jody McLaren explains why.
When we're participating in music, whether we're listening or actually engaging in it, there are hormones released in the brain like dopamine and oxytocin that are released. And so there's that element that like actually will change your brain chemistry.
Anthony's grandmother, Julie Reynolds, says he'll be in the hospital for a few more days for some testing. Therapy is giving him a break.
I definitely enjoyed it, and I know Anthony did too, because he loves music. It's nice to see him so happy like that.
As McLaren is wrapping her time up with Anthony, he lets loose with shakers. And they belt out a rendition of Taylor Swift's hit, Shake It Off. I'm Awn Gray for Reno Public Radio News.